monthly trolley dashes, and other exciting rewards along the way. And the ultimate grand prize? An all-expenses-paid family trip worth up to 300,000 kwacha for one lucky winner. So why use cash? Swipe or tap your Stanbic Visa card today. Think smart. Go digital. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
13 hours on Phoenix. Time for the main news.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The Absa Cup round of 16 continues with a thrilling knockout stage. Brace yourselves for an adrenaline-packed Easter weekend kicking off on Friday, 12:30 hours at Arthur Davies Stadium. Forest Mioye versus Mupulira Wanderers. Nampundwe versus Power Dynamos. And Saturday, games kick off at 12:30 hours with Mushitala taking on Muza FC and Roan versus Ichanga Rangers. Grab your ticket at www.techpay and watch the games live on Supersport and the Absa Facebook page.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Five suspected criminals killed in gunfire exchange in Mushindamo. UPND vows to have Patrick Banda arrested over impersonation charges. And in Global News, Nigerian Army rescues 31 held after Easter church attack. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Police in Mushindamo district have shot and killed five suspected dangerous criminals during an exchange of fire. Copper Belt Police Commissioner Mwala Yuyi has confirmed the incident, which occurred as law enforcement officers moved in to intercept the suspects, believed to be part of an organized criminal network operating across several parts of Zambia. Mr. Yuyi says the deceased suspects have been identified as Yoram Hualia Simwinga, Jasper Siulumbu, John Simukonda, Jason Simeve, and Lawrence Siwale, who were heavily armed and resisted arrest, leading to a gun battle with police officers. Confirming the incident in Jingola today, Mr. Yuyi says two firearms were initially recovered from the suspects at the scene, and further searches led to the recovery of two additional pistols, bringing the total number of firearms recovered to four. He says investigations have revealed that the suspects were linked to the murders of Gift Chilambe and Francis Mbale, which occurred on the 6th of March around 22 hours at Natmore's Trading Center in Riverside Chingola Extension. Mr. Yuyi has further disclosed that the group is also believed to have been involved in several cases of aggravated robbery and murder in Solwezi, Mufulira, Kitwe, Muchinga Tollgate, Nakonde, and Lusaka. He says a Toyota Allion believed to have been used in the commission of crimes has since been recovered, while the bodies of the deceased suspects have been deposited at Nchanga North Hospital mortuary, awaiting post-mortem examinations.
Police officers proceeded to Solwezi District, where Jasper Siulumbu was apprehended. A Smith & Wesson revolver loaded with 5 rounds of live ammunition and 1 spent cartridge was recovered. Further investigation led to the arrest of 3 additional suspects: John Shikapila Semukonda of Lusaka, Simbe Jason of Nakonde District, and Lawrence Tuale of Kapiri Kapirimposhi District. These suspects were found in possession of an MC-23 pistol. The suspects disclosed that they were operating under the command of Isaac Chiwanda, also known as Jama, of Mushindamo District, who is believed to be armed with an AK-47 rifle. On April 5, 2026, police officers, together with the suspects, proceeded to Mushindamo District to apprehend Isaac Chiwanda. During the operation, the suspect engaged police in a gunfire.
UPND media director Mark Simoe says the party will take legal action against Mr. Patrick Banda, who recently declared himself the sole authority over the ruling party. Mr. Simoe is urging party members to report Mr. Banda to the police for impersonation, stressing the UPND's commitment to handling the matter within the law. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Seymour says Mr. Banda's actions of taking over a legitimate organization are an offense. Mr. Banda, a founding member, claims authority rooted in the party's 1998 formation and constitution and has halted internal electoral processes and appointed Mr. Charles Longwe as interim secretary general. But Mr. Seymour says that the party is focusing on resolving the matter through proper channels and has emphasized the UPND's firm stance on legal matters, saying Mr. Banda will be arrested.
Ask our youth to report this man to the police. He will be arrested for impersonation. So it's an offense to take over an organization that is legitimate. So now our political parties will see what they've never done before. One will be arrested for claiming to own something and claiming to own a position that's not due by law for them. Then they will explain themselves to court, in court. So we can only speculate, but what we want to say is that people are very clear that the drama that has been going on in the opposition political party is not found in the UPND. So we're going to take a legal action against this individual.
The Zambia Union for Tanker Drivers and Allied Workers has expressed concern over escalating insecurity affecting Zambian truck drivers along the Tanzania route, following reports of suspected killings allegedly linked to rumors of missing private parts. This follows last week's fatal incident in which a Zambian tanker driver was reportedly killed by a mob in Tanzania after locals accused him of being involved in the disappearance of private body parts. In an interview with Phoenix News, Union Secretary General John Changwe says the incidents have gradually spread to multiple towns along the route, warning that the trend could escalate if urgent action is not taken. Mr. Changwe has described the situation as a serious threat not only to the safety of drivers, but also to regional trade and cross-border movement. He has urged government to intervene, emphasizing the need for immediate diplomatic engagement with Tanzanian authorities to restore confidence among transporters.
We feel that it's becoming dangerous because it started from Nakonde, it went to Tunduma, and now I'm receiving reports that it has reached Mbeya. That means soon we'll have all towns where our people are passing, you know, having such incidences. We therefore call upon the Minister of Transport and Minister of Foreign Affairs and including the Republican President himself to probably intervene in this matter by way of engaging the Tanzanian authorities so that such does not escalate.
Patriotic Front, PF members in Livingstone District have called for national unity as Zambia prepares for the August 2026 general elections. Addressing the media in Livingstone, District Media Officer Chilufya Mwewa has urged all party structures nationwide to remain united and resist what he described as confusion being sown by Matera Member of Parliament, Miles Asampa. Mr. Mwewa also appealed to government to put aside political differences and allow the former First Family to repatriate and bury the remains of late former President Dr. Edgar Lungu. Mr. Mwewa is of the view that facilitating the burial before the August elections would foster unity among political parties and serve as a symbol of democracy and peaceful campaigning.
In Zambia, most of the series center 3 days. Richard Lungu, it has taken 10 months today, and there's still no hope. So, let us see, we are still, for us, the living. Let us also cry for the living. Let us cry for Mama Esther Lungu. This burial has prolonged. Dr. Edgar Chagwarungu wanted his wishes to be granted. That is what he wanted. May his wishes be granted. Let the family bury according to the wishes of Dr. Edgar Chagwarungu.
Meanwhile, Livingstone District PF Youth Chairman Harry Simakumba has described Mr. Sampa's claims to the party presidency as dramatic politics. Mr. Simakumba has urged Mr. Sampa to work alongside Mr. Makebe Zulu in building a stronger PF, noting that all 20 wards in the district are organized and ready to rally behind Mr. Zulu's leadership. A 39-year-old woman, identified as Malita Mwanza, has died after being stung by bees in Petauke District of the Eastern Province.